views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning us in today. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I'm so glad you're joining us here today as we explore, like always, our interconnected lives. And okay, so as I was preparing for this morning, I pulled out this book, this beautiful book that I have in front of me, and I was thinking about my guest, and I was reminded of some of the most powerful and prophetic experience I've had in my life. Different dream experiences, profound visions, spiritual guidance, mystical experiences. And as I was thinking about that, there are usually two things that the experiences have had in common. And I never thought about it before. There's usually some connection with nature, and quite often, a connection with the ancestors. And I got to thinking about those experiences. I'm like, wow, I never thought about it like that before. And I got to thinking, what would happen if I ritually invoked a connection to this ancient wisdom? If I ritualistically invited into my experiences the ancestors and natures in a more concrete and specific way, what would it be like? Well, my guest today knows a thing or two about this topic, and I'm excited to explore it. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, and open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Welcome whatever it is you're needing in this moment to present itself as I introduce our guest. Maladoma Patrice Somme is one of today's most eloquent champions of indigenous wisdom. His life and teaching form a bridge between the traditional ways of his people, the Dagara of West Africa, among whom he is an initiated elder, and the modern world. He is a gifted medicine man and diviner, as well as a compelling teacher and author. For more than 20 years, Maladoma has shared the ancient knowledge of his tribe with people in the West who are increasingly disconnected from their ancestors, spirit, and the richness of life in community. His voice awakens in our hearts the recognition that we are all born with a life of purpose, a purpose to fulfill, and that we can do so in a deep and abiding relationship with all beings. Dr. Somme is the author of several books, including Ritual Power, Healing and Community, The Healing Wisdom of Africa, and his acclaimed autobiography, Of Water and the Spirit. And I tell you what, I got to spend some time with him in August, and it was a delight. So I know you are going to be delighted as well with this hour. Welcome, Maladoma.
Oh, thank you for having me today on your wonderful show.
Well, thank you. I just want to dig in. There's so much to talk about. We have a tradition here on the show that I must return to start, because I love to gather people's opinions and ideas and visions about unity consciousness and what that really means of connecting with this unified field. So I'm going to start off this hour by asking you the question, Maladoma, what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, connection must be first seen as the craft of spirit, in the sense that there is a thread, an invisible thread that links all living things. And we're included in that list, by the way. And therefore, being conscious in our deep self as people who are constantly in a state of reverence and respect for the planet we've been gifted with, we need to understand that this is our opportunity to experience ourselves as part of a complex wheel that is turning constantly. So connectedness in this context is this knowing that we're really not alone, that we are ourselves and also the other. Mm-hmm. And in that process, we are traveling together like one body in the universe into the infinite. This is a blessed thing to feel and to breathe in deeply, because then we see ourselves breathing in rhythm with all that is. This is my idea of connectedness. Mm.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I have to just pause and breathe that in, as you suggest, and just acknowledge you. I have to tell you, the first time I heard you on stage, you speak so poetically, and you just did it again. You just speak so poetically, and it just draws me in, and
you.
I want to hear more. It's like, I love that about you. I you know, I adore your books, but speaking, listening to you speak is really a gift, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes. So how do we do this? How do we help others wake to this beautiful opportunity to experience our connectedness? How do you do that in your life? You're speaking to people, you're doing workshops, you're teaching, you're writing, you're doing so much, but how can we do that on a larger scale?
Well, we contribute to the greater mechanism of connectedness by way of reaching out, really, to the spirit of those who have preceded us, our ancestors. And as we engage them, call it in prayers, in this kind of ongoing conversation, we think about all our relation as a native of this land, we'll say it, including everyone that we hold dear in our hearts, and praying for them, because we know that by so doing, we're also praying for ourselves. In this world, there's nothing that seems more sacred than giving, and giving in a prayerful form, invoking the help of the ancestors to contribute to the wake-up of others that we hold dear in our heart, does indeed connect us to them and connect them to the ancestors and them to us. And so it is in this process that we weave this complex web of interconnectedness, knowing that in a context like this, dependency is sacred. We depend on each other because we are all carried by this one beautiful shining planet. And in this consciousness, we feel that we are never, never alone. And so we're not asking for a great, enormous gesture that shows that we're doing something to enact this connectedness. We are simply praying for each other, naming each other in whatever initiative would take to address the forces of the ancestors, the forces of Mother Nature, the lovingness of this planet, etc., etc. In so doing, we bless ourselves and bless all that is, and we are participants in the weaving of a beautiful rainbow that will wrap this entire community, global community, that is, in a single song, a symphony, as I like to call it. And this is not an abstract, impossible thing to do. It is something that must be part of our daily habits, making that those simple sacred moments in which we acknowledge that we are participants in a larger web, that we are contributing to the strengthening of. This has to be beautiful, a beautiful way to live, a beautiful way to show that we are conscious.
You know, Maladoma, you talk a lot about that beautiful web and community, and then you bring in ritual and healing, and you do it so just, it just is like breezy, easy listening to you. And so I'm really excited to share that with our listeners. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, please stay tuned and listen to some of the magic that Maladoma is going to share with us. So we'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Melodoma Somi. And Melodoma, right before the break, we were talking about community and weaving this larger web. And I want to back up for just a minute before we get into that. And if you would, I would like you to explain what it means. You are an initiated elder, a diviner, and a shaman. And I think probably a good portion of the Western people listening would know what a shaman is, but a diviner, maybe not. An initiated elder is for your culture. So let's explain that first, and then we'll get into weaving this larger web of community.
Well, in the pursuit of the web of wisdom of any tradition, there are certain steps that one is asked to contemplate that includes various teaching and ritual that confirming a person's level of awareness. The initiated elder here is totally part of the Dagara traditional practices that include a number of rituals. One that help young men and women transit from childhood to adulthood, and another one that is more selective and has the purpose of allowing a person to take greater responsibility in the community. So it is that person that is in the end referred to as an elder. And an elder is someone who has to go through a long ritual in the village that come with various episodes, and at the end of which there is a homecoming where the person is seated in the seat of elders and is looked at from that point of view as a frame of reference, a keeper of the culture of the ancestors. A diviner, on the other hand, is the equivalent of the counselor, the psychologist, as they call that in modern culture, provide directions to the individual who are constantly looking for ways to improve their lives. Indigenously in the Dagara context, a diviner is someone with the skills to mediate between the ancestor, the spirit, and someone else in search of answers to their lives, because they need that in order to make sure that they're continually going forward. So the mention of myself being an elder and a diviner simply make reference to the fact that I am therefore the complete call it graduate of the traditions of my people, which is why the word diviner has to be part of it, which is why the word elder has to be part of it. So that's part of the reason why I spend most of my time sitting with people in this country and divining, which is reading the oracle or interpreting issues that are directly connected to their lives so that they can get greater clarity about where to go from where they are. So I hope that this made sense, at least better sense now to people.
Yeah, so, but what that tells me is you not only do this with groups of people and work with community, but you're assisting individuals to find their deeper purpose and their path.
That is exactly what it is. Indeed, the job of the elder is not just to intervene as the shepherd of a community, but also to guide the individual within the community who are experiencing specific issues in order that they can keep up with the flow consistent with a living, thriving community.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. That is really helpful. And so part of what you do, I'd love to hear what it's like when you sit in front of someone, but a huge part, a huge part of what you do is ritual for healing, ritual for healing conflicts, rituals for the nature and the different elements. And so let's go back to maybe community and talk about that web of life, that larger web. And how do you use ritual and healing for community? What do we do here in the West to help with that?
Well, first of all, community ritual are designed in order to reaffirm the interconnectedness of people within the community. They are more like a reminder of the giftedness and the purposefulness of individuals, allowing them within the ritual to see how those gifts naturally come up and out of them to contribute to a smoother flow of the entire process. Also, to allow them to descend into the depth of themselves, their psyche, to experience another dimension of themselves that indeed confirm their connectedness with everyone. Mm-hmm. So, the rituals, as I do them, are intended to fulfill this purpose. They're intended to make sure that people in it can eventually feel the bond that exists naturally between each other, as well as the bond with spirit that is very much alive in themselves. It is in community ritual that this comes alive, and when it does, it come with an energy that they can carry with them further into their normal daily lives.
I like how you talk about experiencing another dimension of themselves. So really you're waking them to their connectedness of all things through spirit and through that other
Indeed.
Dimension. Yeah?
That's correct. That's exactly what it is. Because this awakenness is not to be taken for granted. It is something that has to be revisited over and over again in order to keep it at a normal cruising altitude so that the person's vitality can be felt at any moment. This is why sacred ritual like this really allow for the reawakening of our connectedness with spirit. And it is through spirit that we become as fully alive as we need to. Things begin to look different, more hopeful, more loving, caring. We see the human potential as a carrier of the gift of love and attention to others. And in so doing, we reaffirm the blessedness of our participation in something so beautiful.
See, there you go again with that poetry. You just lull me into this magical place. I love your choice of words. Oh, my gosh, the carrier of the gift of love. So this normal cruising altitude, this is another thing that you do, Melodoma, that is so beautiful. You're so gifted at really creating metaphors that help people see it in a down-to-earth way. So experiencing this normal cruising altitude is a way for us to remember to stay awake. And that means daily practice. That means a lot of things. Now, we only have a minute before break, and I really want to bring this in. The community's a big piece. The healing's a big piece. The ancestors, like we talked about in the introduction, and nature. We can't forget nature. But one of the things that you do that is so beautiful is you talk about the connection that's outside of us as the same as what's inside of us. Even the reflections of nature that is outside of us, that's a reflection inside of us. So I'd love to pick up on that after break. Before we go on break, though, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to find you. So let's give them your web address and any other contacts that you want to give them.
That's right. My website is melodoma.com. There you will see all the thing that I do and be able to follow where I go and what I go there for. And everything is in there, including a way to contact me, whether by phone or by email and so on and so forth.
Excellent.
Wonderful technology.
Absolutely. So I'm going to remind the listeners, that's melodoma.com, Melidoma. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with Melodoma Somi.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and we have the beloved Melodoma Somme with us here today. And wow, there's so much. It's hard to even steer where I want to go with this because of the genius that just flows out of you, Melodoma. So let's see where we should take this, because the connection with spirit is also connection with ancestors, which is also connection with nature, which is also connection with spirit. And that's a new way of looking at it for a lot of people in this dualistic three-dimensional realm. A lot of times we say, okay, nature is what's outside of me with the tree and the sun and the sky. And then spirit is someplace out there that I can't get to and I can't access, but I know it's there. And then there's the ancestors and they're gone, but they're there somewhere and I don't know where. And really, your work and your beautiful gift helps us see all of this and bring it back together again. And you create ritual that helps us do that. So let's talk about that. What do you want to say to our listeners about how literally how we're bringing that together and we're a reflection of that and where we go?
Well, it starts simply by recognizing the sacredness of self and the blessedness of self. The simple fact that we've been chosen, let's just say chosen, to participate in the beautification of this already very beautiful planet is a sign that someone cares for us, that someone is really there somewhere with a plan that includes us. And therefore, living a life of appreciation of that is a good start in the right direction. It simply points to the fact that we begin our awareness and raise our consciousness in that area, knowing that, in fact, life is not something that we should take for granted. Our breathing, the breath that we are authorized to take at all time, something we're not being charged for, is something that we should look at as a gift already. This awareness alone can take us like on a gentle ride to connect with just about everything else. This is not a superficial initiative, but more a show that we are aware of how precious this gift of life in this planet is. And because of that, if we can make that clear to ourselves on a daily basis, looking at ourselves in the mirror and realizing that this beautiful being we're looking at is actually us, then we start to realize the thing that indigenous people, my Dagora people, for instance, say, that every life is a song. And we can begin to realize how much of a melody we are contributing to the great concert of the universe. And who is the audience? Who might be listening? Let's, for instance, suspect that our ancestors are the one listening. The Mother Nature, with all her magic, is also listening and echoing the song that we are. And so, in the end, we might find ourselves intoxicated with the stuff that makes us so big that we could fill out the volume of this planet as if we have joined in the great concert. There is a way, a simple way to get started, and it's a start with appreciation of the gift of waking up in the morning and realizing that the sun is also waiting for us, that the clouds are still in the sky. Such awareness is the initial step in the direction of magic, of greatness, and of the kind of sacred that everyone should be entitled to embrace on a daily basis. Mm. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but it does feel that there is depth in it. Depth even in that which we consider very simple. And it is in that depth that we see our own greatness, the magnitude of who we are. And when we do, we see how we are connected to everything that is.
Mm. Mm. Oh, let's breathe that one in. You talk about, I'm intoxicated with this as well. The ritual of just awareness and gratitude, of waking in the morning with appreciation. Let's talk about other kinds of rituals. What would be some ritual that the average person listening today, and of course we're busy in this Western world, we've got families, we have careers, we have a lot going on, but literally this is important work. What would be some other rituals that our listeners could adopt into their daily lives?
Well, let's just say, for instance, this is a fast moving world. And so what are the rituals we can do on the run? Some of them may include simply that the coffee we get in the morning before we get going, if at least some of that is poured on the ground to Mother Earth and all the spirits, as if we are cheering on everything else while we are taking our coffee. What part of this is not a ritual? It is when whatever we do, we begin by acting like we want to share that with all that is, that makes our action sacred and sanctifies the gesture that would have otherwise been just a simple profane gesture, part of the habits of living without very much consciousness. So how about a libation of the very simple thing that we drink, from the juice to the little alcohol? How about offering a little bit of the food that we eat, taking it, for instance, outside, out of our door, and leaving a little bit of it on the ground? This gesture has the entire spiritual realm participate in the nourishment of our bodies. And in so doing, we participate in the concert of all things living, visible or not. So rituals are not the kind that we have to craft in a sophisticated fashion and enact in a lengthy time span in order for them to deserve the name ritual. It is basically in what thought come to us that includes others, that include the invisible world, that shows that we are aware that everything that we do, we're doing it in concert with others, other beings. That's what makes our life an ongoing ritual. Our work is a ritual, regardless of what we're doing. It is not mundane. Why? Because we can simply start by inviting our ancestors, the spirit of this earth, the spirit of nature, the waters that are flowing, the spirit of the mountain that we can see perhaps from out of the windows of our offices, and ask the spirit that is in there, that if indeed they are in there, to take a look at self and come and join in, clarifying things along the way, etc., etc. So in the end, this is not rocket science. It's simple living that is all inclusive, and in so doing, honors us and honors the life we've been gifted with.
It reminds me of mindfulness on steroids. It's like tuning in, but not just to the present moment and the present awareness of the moment, but tuning in to this multidimensional universe in the moment and really living it and breathing it. And wow, yeah, beautiful. Well, we need to take another break here, and I just want to remind our listeners that you can find Maladoma, all of his books, his schedule, just so much beautiful information on the website, and that is maladoma.com, maladoma.com, and you're heading to Africa.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have to go to, again, join my people in the kind of ritual that I can only do there. Mm-hmm. Also mindful of the fact that they need my help as much as people in this part of the world need my help.
Yes,
and,
yes.
I also need their help because they're in touch with the kind of ancestral ritual that often required to physically be there in order for them to be done. Mm. They're always happy every time I'm there because they know that my presence is a confirmation that whatever is going to happen will translate into yet another blessing for the year ahead. And so I make it my privilege to join them in those things so that together we can build a better community for ourselves.
You know? Excellent. Well, I think we should talk about the year ahead on our next after our next break, because you had shared something that I think is really precious about the year ahead. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Maladoma Somme.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We're having a lovely conversation with Maladoma Somme, and before we get started again, I just want to invite you all to our website to look at all the guests coming up. We have some fantastic guests coming up on the Dr. Julie Show. That's thedrjulieshow.com. And if you're loving what you're hearing today, you can go there in just a few short hours, and the archive for this show will be there with all the rest of the archives. We're going to have a new website coming up soon. Also, I'm really excited to unveil that. So you can also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So right before the break, Maladoma, we were talking about the year 2015, and you know, your work and the essence of you is really finding life purpose through nature, ritual, and community. And as I think about that, with me looking forward, I really am inspired for more nature and more ritual and more community. As time moves on, it just seems like that's our work in the world, is reconnect. So let's talk about your personal insights for the coming year. Let's talk about 2015.
Indeed. I'm excited about that because 2015 in my tradition is the epitome of all the things that we've been talking about, particularly in the beginning, the year of connectedness. They call it the year of homecoming, and homecoming has to be understood as the opportunity for everyone that feels isolated, that feels alone, to get the chance to stop that. It is the year where community has come together to celebrate the interconnectedness of all beings, and it the year that connects us with this planet, Mother Earth, and its magical nature in a unique way. Therefore, more than anything, it is a year where community ritual have to be implemented as much as possible to make this come true.
Can you give us an example of that? Like, what would that look like? Community ritual to make that come true.
The community ritual, I'm thinking mostly about Earth ritual, homecoming ritual. Earth ritual can begin with us, the community, gathering together to build a shrine to the earth, the dagger of shrine to the earth is always a mound of dirt gathered together with all kind of abundance on it. Food, flowers, you name it. As long as it contributes to beauty and abundance and blessing, it is welcome. Mm. Gathering around such a shrine to express first our gratitude to Mother Earth for holding us on her body continually, allow a certain sense of homecoming, feeling our connectedness and feeling the connection with the earth. It also is the opportunity to end the idea that we entertain in modern culture that pertain to scarcity. The fact that there's not enough abundance is a sign that indeed we're not sufficiently connected. And that is why scarcity seemed to be constantly looming in the back of the mind. Earth year. Allow us to acknowledge the unlimited generosity of Mother Earth and her capacity to give unconditionally, be it love, be it abundance, material, physical. Earth is always there. We have not, as humans, yet gone out of Earth to find that which makes our life brighter and more comfortable. So Earth, therefore, is the one that provides all of that. It is, therefore, the year for us to acknowledge the generosity of Mother Earth, and along that line, to make Earth be aware of this feeling or this energy that constantly lingers behind our mind, that perhaps there's not enough for everybody. There's not enough for self. Can Earth tell us something to the contrary? Yes, because Earth has been the provider all along. Consequently, to gather around Earth and be able to express these things verbally, and as we do in Dagra Land, to embrace this mound that is the breast of the earth, constantly letting the milk flow for all her children to feed on. This is a way for us to end and tackle adequately this whole issue that pertains to belonging, that pertains to abundance, and the whole concept of blessing and abundance.
That's beautiful. You know what it made me think of, Maladoma, is also coming home to our bodies on the earth.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Living in our bodies, embodying ourselves. Our entire self, not part of ourselves. This is a mirror of what Earth has been showing us all along, living in our bodies. Yes.
Wow.
we're all at the same time.
Wow.
I think that in the end, what matters the most is that this feeling that that probably is fostered by modernity, that kind of defined the individual to the maximum, that resulting in an increasing sense of isolation, can end with the affirmation of this kind of homecoming into ourselves. How wonderful this concept can be when we are able to come home to ourselves, come home to each other. Automatically, the thing that seemed to be constantly threatening to be a deficit in this world, love, for instance, can become the overarching gift of the earth for us, and in so doing, work like a glue that stick us to each other as one body. You have to be in your body in order to be with each other.
Yes. Oh, the glue, the love, the glue. Thank you, Maladoma. You know, this was so beautiful. I appreciate you being with us today.
Okay.
And I wish you abundant blessings as you travel home and into the 2015. We'll bring you on the show again real soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Julie, for your wonderful moderating.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll be right back here next Tuesday, same time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.